Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
As we continue halftime here at the GSU Sports Arena in Atlanta on campus at Georgia State University, we continue our look around the nation's scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. Only two top 25 games currently in action right now. The number nine team in the nation, the University of North Carolina, leading Mississippi State 74-38, 7 minutes to go, second half in that one. And the number one team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers, defeated Georgia 66-53. Just a couple other games going on today. UCLA visits Georgetown at 8 o'clock. Long Beach State visits Arizona at 9. New Mexico and Connecticut for the championship in the Paradise Jam at 10. And Kansas and Washington State at 10 p.m. Let's give you some little background here on the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. As again, we are at halftime. Mammoth trails Georgia State 30-23. The Acura Coaches versus Cancer Classic is one of the most prestigious early season college basketball tournaments. 12 teams will compete in the event, with four of them serving as regional hosts. That's where Mammoth was at Notre Dame. Regional round action was last week, and the four hosts, regardless of outcome, advanced to the championship round, being played now at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The remainder of the field, which is what MU is a part of, will then participate in what they call a round-robin series, but it's all predetermined games. That's worth mentioning because South Alabama, the team that lost to Tennessee State earlier, actually defeated Florida State at their host site. The Coaches vs. Cancer program is a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches that empowers b-ball coaches, their teams, and local communities to make a difference in the fight against cancer. The program leverages the personal experiences, community leadership, and professional excellence of basketball coaches nationwide to increase cancer awareness and promote healthy living through year-round awareness efforts, fundraising activities, and advocacy programs. Since 1993, the initiative has raised more than $85 million to fund groundbreaking research, provide up-to-date cancer literacy, advocate for public health policies, and deliver services to improve the quality of life for patients and their families. And as we welcome Jared back to the halftime show, I know not only this tournament, but the organization that sponsors it, the American Cancer Society, something that you and something you know pretty well, and someone you know very well.
Yeah, you know, my girlfriend Mallory works for the American Cancer Society. They do a great job with their Relay for Life. It was ironic that I didn't know that their base facility is in Atlanta. We passed it on our walking around today. But it's predominant in the Jersey Shore area. They do a great job. She's responsible for the Jackson Relay and the Ocean Township Relay. Also involved in the Mammoth University Relay that really does a great job with the student body, the athletes, and the fraternities, sororities get involved all across the board. It's not just basketball, it's just in the local communities, but it's fun when you can put some games and for a great cause.
Coach Rice said the same thing, that not only is this great exposure for the team, but this is a great cause, and it all helps raise money, as you heard during that read, for cancer research, increasing awareness, promoting a healthy lifestyle. They want to increase the cancer literacy and what's out and what's up to date on that, as well as deliver services to improve quality of life for both patients and their families. Well, right now, Jared, Mammoth's trailing Georgia State at halftime, 30-23. We're winding halftime down here courtside. And we want to now know, you know, you're in that huddle, let's say, with Coach Rice. What are you telling the team to get back into this contest? Went over the first half statistics already. Very similar to Ryder, MU down 7 instead of being down 15. But what did the Hawks not do well in the first half you'd like to see them do in the second half?
Well, they got to get their confidence back. Then the outside shots will fall. Get a few easy buckets, get those turnovers that have been so good for the Hawks, leading to the defense leading to the offense. Get those easy buckets to start, get a couple turnovers, get back in this game. The outside shots, they can't miss forever, Eddie. So, you know, 2-for-12, 16% will turn into a better percentage as their confidence builds. Attack the basket, get to Vincent, who's foul prone, get to the line. They're 3-for-3 from the foul line. They had a good percentage against Ryder that got them back down 15.
Georgia State will begin the second half with Devontae White, R.J. Hunter, Cameron Solomon, Marcus Kreider, and James Vincent. Hawks will begin this half with their starting five. As the Hawks will be moving left to right, Georgia State right to left here for the final 20 minutes of basketball in this first game for MU at this Coaches vs. Cancer Classic site. Wade inbounds to steal. Jesse dribbling over to Nesmith on the right wing. They go top of the key. Now swing it over to Nicholas left wing. Steal open for three. Top of the key. Hunter blocked it. Loose ball. Ware gives chase. Nesmith gives chase. Marcus tried to save it off of Solomon. He did. It's 16 on the shot clock.
Not a bad set play for Monmouth out of the halftime. Good job by Marcus Ware recognizing to throw it off as he was near the sideline. But a set play. Jesse Steele was able to get a three off, but Hunter with those long arms gets the block.
Yeah, he's a tall two guard again at 6'5". Head weight, left elbow. Into the corner, Nesmith. He'll drive. Tough shot off the window, no good. Batted rebound, Marcus Ware. He hits the deck, kicks it out to Steele. Nicholas open for three, takes it, no good. And the rebound batted, still batted, out of bounds. They say off of Ware. It'll go to Georgia State.
Three times the Hawks launched up threes. Not sure if we like that strategy right out of the break, but they want to make a statement, get that confidence back early, just 40 seconds in.
Hawks still down by seven. Georgia State moving right to left. Devontae White around a Kreider screen, top of the key. Hunter now has it. He'll use a screen from Vincent. They're going to the left corner to Solomon, 20 on the clock. Solomon, drive, kick, three for White, good.
Dribble penetration, got to the CAA logo on the floor, dished out, open three.
Steele, down low to Ed White. Ed attacks the basket, throws it off the backboard, no good. White in transition. He's going to pull up long two. Good! Five in a row for Devontae White, 35-23, Panthers.
Not a bad job by Ed White attacking the basket. Lots of contact, no call, though.
Nesmith and Steele play catch with it. Jesse on the left wing, drive, and he kicks to Nesmith. Dion off the window, wave it away, offensive foul on Dion Nesmith.
Coach Rice telling his crew to just relax. Plenty of basketball still left. 18:25 remaining. Just each team's going to get a run in. Hawks showing a little bit of pressure before they drop back to a half-court set.
18:20 to go, second half. This is the largest deficit of the game facing Monmouth. And now MU shows 2-3 zone. Hunter right back to White. Back to Hunter. Short corner, it's Kreider. Baseline drive. Kick top of the key. Hunter now open for three. Wave it away. They call a 3 seconds on James Vincent. That three from Hunter went. So MU catching a break there.
Interesting call from the top official. But Vincent was camped out. They usually give him 4 or 5 seconds. So he must have been not moving inside. Lucky break for the Hawk.
Under 18 to go. Nicholas, right elbow jumper. Way short. And the rebound comes down to Hunter. Hunter, top of the key with Nicholas on him. Right hand dribble. Pick and pop with Vincent. Vincent fouled by Ed Waite. That's Mamet's second foul of the half. That was a foul on Ed. He initiated the contact with 17:44 to go in this half. Ed's second foul, and that'll send Vincent to the line. Jared, this is the final year Georgia State will compete in the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Association. They will join the Sun Belt Conference next season as Vincent misses a free throw. A lot of that decision from the university was made because they are going to promote their football program from the FCS level to the FBS level, which is a huge step up.
Yeah, not only a transition for Coach Hunter being a second-year head coach and bringing in his crew, but his team can't compete in the CAA tournament this year. They can play in the NCAA tournament if they earn out large. It's a 12-year rule by the CAA, not allowing teams that are exiting. Georgia State and Old Dominion face that rule this year, not allowing to be in postseason play in league. Can get an NIT, a collegeinsider.com, or NCAA tournament if that is the case.
Old Dominion moving on to Conference USA. So Vincent missed both free throws, and then MU turned it over. Georgia State basketball, under 17 and a half to go. Hunter open for three again. Oh, he buried it again. R.J. Hunter, smooth shooter. And Coach Rice is going to take a timeout with 17-17 to go in the first half. I'm sorry, in the game. And now, Jared, that GSU lead is 12 to 15.
Yeah, that was an open look for Hunter, who doesn't take long to let it go. Open in the corner, knocks it down, extends this lead to double digits.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food and entertainment and also the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college, NFL, NBA, anything, or you want to have a private party, the Boathouse, 1309 Main Street in Belmar, is your location. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Mamet down by 15 to Georgia State. This timeout, the first coach called timeout of the second half, becomes the full timeout. And again, Mamet will continue in this Coaches vs. Cancer Classic in Atlanta. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., they take on South Alabama. And then Wednesday at noon, they take on Tennessee State. The Tigers from Tennessee State defeated the South Alabama Jaguars today. That doesn't matter for this pod, Jared. All the games are predetermined. I guess you could go with a quote-unquote winner out of this if you take the team that doesn't lose any games. So no official trophy handed out, but all these teams taking part in Coaches versus Cancer.
Yeah, just we mentioned during the halftime that's a great job just throughout the country to spread the word of that. But the Hawks have a tough test to get back into this game, and then not to look forward prematurely, but two athletic teams on the Mamet slate that we saw in the second half of their game earlier today that the Hawks need to almost outpace later in this week.
Well, South Alabama defeated Florida State to begin their season. The Seminoles are among the favorites in the ACC this year, and then Tennessee State went out and they whacked South Alabama here by double figures. So all of these teams extremely competitive, extremely athletic as MU inbounds the ball. Nicholas on the right corner drives baseline. He'll lay it in. Nice drive from Red.
That's what Nicholas needed, to get to the rim, get an easy bucket. I keep on mentioning confidence for him. He just needs to continue to do that and work his way outside.
Mamet down by 13, under 17 to go. White top of the key. Solomon on the right wing.
Hawks back to man.
Solomon has to retreat all the way near midcourt. Well, he'll hand for White around a screen from Vincent. He then goes to the deck and he goes out of bounds. That'll send it back to MU.
Good job recognizing the high ball screen by Nicholas and Steele, causing another turnover.
16:44 to go, second half. Mamet down by 13.
Coach Hunter just looks exhausted on the bench. He's just yelling and screaming, running up and down. He is a feisty coach, even up 13.
Steele dribbling the basketball over to Nicholas. Ed White left elbow. He'll drive into the lane. He is swatted by Vincent, but he's fouled. A couple of free throws coming for Ed White. 16:32 to go, second half. MU continues to try to chip into this lead, down 13 now.
That's what the Hawks needed to do, attack Vincent, who wasn't scheduled to be the starter, who we didn't think would be in the starting five today. Attack him, very foul prone. I believe his second as Ed misses the first.
Yeah, if MU is going to come back in this game, they've got to make the easy ones. As Solomon takes a seat, Rashad Richardson comes back in. Really no room for error. Down 13 with 16 and a half to go. Ed missed them both, but Nicholas taps the offensive rebound to Steele. Jesse's three in and out. And Kreider with a rebound. That would have been a big one. White moves on Steele in transition. His shot's missed. Rebound comes down to Ed Wake. Good hustle. Ed, tough outlet pass is intercepted by Kreider. A throwaway there. MU needs possessions. If they're going to score, we'll have a whistle.
Resetting the shot clock as there was a change of possession.
So there's 16-12 on the game clock, now 32 on the shot clock. Good eye. I know you got that ref training. I know what you're doing.
I'm not trained in the shot clock, but Ed Waite was able to catch the pass. The outlet, transition outlet to Nicholas caused the two changes of the possessions, allowing three ticks to come off.
I know when you're not doing games like this, you could be our Mike Pereira.
You could be.
Strider tries to throw one down low to Vincent Steele. Interception. Jesse is called for traveling right in front of Georgia State's bench. He's got a little too fast for his own good, and that'll get us to our first media timeout of the second half. 15:52 to go here in the second half. Georgia State 38, Monmouth 25 as we step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
For the latest information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com. GoMUHawks.com is your one-stop source for Monmouth news, statistics, schedules, videos, and more of all MU's 21 Division I teams. Check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information from the administration and head coaches on each program and their facilities, and also the new kids club, Hawk Stars, for kids under 8th grade. And GoMUHawks.com, your official home of the Blue and White.
Monmouth trails Georgia State 38-23. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Phil Harding back in the studios along with Megan Oleski, one of the newest members of our team with the Shore Sports Network, with 15:52 to go in this first half. You know, Jared, we've spoken a lot about R.J. Hunter in this game and his dad, Ron, the head coach. They are one of five father-son duos playing in college basketball now. The other ones are Steve and Corey Alford at New Mexico, Jim and Billy Barron at Canisius, Greg and Doug McDermott, a first-team All-American at Creighton, and Ray McCallum times two at Detroit. One thing they all have in common, it seems, they're playing for their dad because they want to, because a lot of those guys are really good ball players.
Yeah, it must be a special kind of thing to play at a high level, Division I level, for your father.
Here is Georgia State tried to advance the ball. Kreider will be called for a travel. Give it back to Monmouth. That gets Manny Atkins in the game. Kreider takes a seat. I'll tell you, I don't think I've seen as many animated coaches as Ron Hunter in my time doing radio.
Yeah, he really does get into it for a full...
Oh, they tried the lob to Nesmith, and he missed the dunk. Coach Rice is beside himself right now. We heard him saying it today. Guys, if you can't dunk it, just lay it in.
Yeah, that was a tough break for the Hawks as it caught me off guard.
Hunter will move on Nesmith. He'll miss the shot. Vincent rebounds. And you down 13. What a well-designed play that just didn't go down. A couple of subs getting ready to come in for Monmouth. Richardson in the lane. Tough shot. Got it to go. Plus the foul.
You said Coach Hunter was animated. Coach Rice was jumping up and down when Deion wasn't able to finish that one.
MU now down by 15. Khalil Brown and Tyrone O'Garo come back into this game for the Hawks. 15:05 to go. If Richardson hits this free throw, Jared, I believe that'll be the largest deficit of the game for Monmouth. Free throw on the way. It is good. 41-25 now the lead. Knocked away. Richardson got a pass intended for Nesmith, knocked out of bounds. That'll get Jalen Palm back into the game as Jesse Steele will take a seat. I don't think Jesse's had the start of the season that a lot of Monmouth supporters hoped he would have had.
Yeah, it's the shooting woes continue. Andrew Nicholas continuing his woes as well after being named Northeast Conference Player of the Week.
O'Garo collects himself and lays one in down low as he got Vincent up in the air.
Yeah, great job by O'Garo, the freshman against Vincent, going up and under move, head fake, pulls Vincent off the ground, touches one off the glass with an easy two.
The Hawks down 14, palm on White now. White into the lane, a lot of contact, blocking foul, called on Andrew Nicholas. He was late in coming over. Monmouth's fourth foul here in the second half compared to just one for Georgia State.
Yeah, late getting over, shuffling his feet, kind of threw his body into it to try to draw a charge, too much contact, sends White back to the line.
White's got 10. Spinella ready to check in for MU. First free throw on the way and no good. As Spinella's actually coming in for Nesmith as Nicholas stays on the floor with those two fouls.
This will be Georgia State's 16th free throw attempt compared to Monmouth with only five.
White hit the second one. 42-27. Now the lead. So it's Palm, Spinello, O'Garrow, Brown, and Nicholas. Spinello on the left wing. Palm top of the key. Right back to Spinello. Puts it on the floor once. Goes back up top to Palm, 17. O'Garrow with 14 on the clock now. Picks up his dribble. Top of the key, Palm. They swing it left wing to Spinello. Baseline drive. A lot of contact on the way up. No call. O'Garrow gathers. He is fouled on the way to the basket. That foul, I believe, is going to go on Atkins. No, they actually say it's on Hunter. They're going to have to change that. He wasn't even in the play.
Yeah, point of emphasis the past 2 years with the fouls is when the defender brings both hands down over. And that's what we saw Vincent do the first time. But it looks like they gave Hunter the foul when he was on the Georgia State logo in midcourt.
Yeah, R.J. Hunter gets credited for the foul. I thought it would have been either Vincent or Atkins. I think they're talking about it now. They've taken the foul, actually, off of the middle board. Brown hit the first free throw. And he hit the second free throw. So 42-29. Now the lead. Jared, we'll wait to see who that foul officially goes on. 14 minutes to go here in the second half. Mama's full court pressure here. Hunter advances it to White and break the pressure easily.
You see how animated Coach Hunter gets when he realizes his son got caught for another foul.
Richardson's entry pass kicked out of bounds by Nicholas. So still Georgia State ball, 16 on the shot clock. The Hawks trail by 13 with 13:43 to go. They throw it all the way into the backcourt for White. Well, now we'll eventually cross the timeline. It's a screen from Vincent. Moves and shakes, up and under move, blocked out of bounds by Nicholas with 7 on the shot clock.
It almost puts Georgia State at a disadvantage when they move Vincent above the three-point line for a high ball screen. The Hawks, I believe in that zone look that we saw from Coach Rice's crew. Two defenders, Nicholas is able to get a ball on it, or a hand on it, swat the ball out of bounds.
4 on the clock. Richardson pulls for 3. He off the top of the rim and off the top of the backboard. So a stop for MU, down 42-29. Interesting arena here at GSU. It seats a listed 3,800. Looks like it would seat more. Kind of a low, wide arena. Spinella jumps the pass. Goes to Palm. Into the corner they go to Nicholas. Khalil Brown is fouled by R.J. Hunter as he makes the catch at the elbow.
For real this time.
He got him. Actually, Hunter was waving his dad's sub call off. But as I've learned, I think we all know dad has final say. R.J. Hunter will take a seat. Marcus Kreider will come back in. He gave him the mistake hand. He gave him the, I don't want to come out, no. Spinello top of the key. Nicholas open for 3. Takes a contested 3. Short. A rebound to Vincent. Back the other way. Atkins with a lead. His layup is good. Wave it off as Jalen Palm drew the charge. Credit the freshman for sticking his head in there.
Good job to recognize where he was on the floor. Stay out of that restricted circle, especially in transition. Planted his feet, took the charge. Another turnover for the Panthers.
42-29 the lead. He was just outside of that restricted area. Shown some nice spark in this game, I think.
Yeah, hits a 3, gets a big defensive stand, and running the floor and running Coach Rice's office with Jesse Steele on the bench right now.
Here he hits Nicholas with a bounce pass. Red gathers. His shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Monmouth ball, 17 on the shot clock. That time almost just threw himself into the defender. Lucky to not get a charge call.
Lots of contact that have not been called today.
Palm, left wing. 13 on the clock. He'll drive and up, kick it back out to Spinella with 8 on the shot clock. Spinella to Palm, 4 on the clock. Jalen into the lane. Floater on the way. No good off the back of the iron. Vincent with the rebound.
Not a bad play by Palm. Cutting to the rim, kind of like a slashing play with only 4 seconds on the shot clock.
Atkins misses a long two in and out. Spinella with Mama down 42-29 into the front court. Picks up his dribble. Palm open for three. He'll take it top of the key. Oh, we got a friendly roll. Right off the back of the iron and straight down. Jalen Palm with two threes now to cut the lead to 10.
Jalen Palm with a little spark. Draws a charge down on the defensive end. Knocks down. Gets a friendly, very friendly roll on the offensive end.
Richardson will try to answer. He will on a pull-up. 11:40 to go, second half.
Freshman Christian White scheduled to check in at the next time out.
Along with Ed Waite and a couple of Georgia State Panthers. 44-32 is the Georgia State lead. Nicholas fouled out front by Kreider. That'll get us to the under 12 media. 11:29 to go, second half. A whole bunch of players ready to check in. We'll reset the lineups when we get back. Mammoth trails 44-32 as we step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Mammoth University Hawks. The Shore Sports Network.
Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and features one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Voted the best restaurant in Monmouth and Ocean Counties in 94.3 The Point's Restaurant Madness Contest, Rooney's features an eclectic menu that will satisfy any taste. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to Rooney's and receive 20% off your food bill. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com or give them a call at 732-870-1200.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
University Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, USubs offers free delivery to the Monmouth dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off their total order. Visit them online at myusubs.com.
Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you at the GSU Sports Arena on campus at Georgia State in Atlanta. First time I've ever been down here. I know this is first time for you as well, sir, and got to take in some of the Atlanta sights today. Saw Turner Field. Thanks for setting that tour up. Got to go to Centennial Park. So it's an interesting city, and they also were shooting an Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terrence Howard movie. Ten was shooting right outside of our hotel. We thought we were in a war zone. Turned out they were just shooting a movie with a lot of violence.
Yeah, I like the latter part of that comment. 8 a.m. was an early wake-up call with explosions and what sounded like gunfire turned out to be fake gunfire by Schwarzenegger and crew on the streets right outside of our hotel.
At the next dead ball, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. The score here is Monmouth down by 12. Christian White, Dion Nesmith, Spinella, Ed Waite, Khalil Brown, the Monmouth lineup. Devontae White, Solomon, Hunter, Richardson in a new face. TJ Shipes into the game for Georgia State. Spinella in the corner. Goes down low to Ed Waite, 17 on the clock. Ed double team. Ed jumps over to pass over to Nesmith. Dion is blocked by Shipes. Loose ball. Waite pulls it down. Strong take is good off the window. Cut that lead to 10.
A big broken play. And Waite gets the handle of it. Gets an easy look. A tough, tough rebound that he pulled down after the loose ball.
The freshman, Shipes, is 6'7", 220. Here he sets a screen on Ed. Solomon. Over to Devontae White. Baseline drive on Christian White. Right around him, lays it in.
Tough play, no help defense for Christian White as he forced the guard right, but nobody there to help and clean up. Allows for an easy bucket.
White will run the show now. Waite on the left wing. Into the left corner to Nesmith. Khalil Brown dives to the basket. Gathers, tough shot. He's fouled by Shipes. The best we've seen Khalil Brown look in a game and a half. He looked better at Ryder than he did at Notre Dame, and here looking good in this contest.
Yeah, a big position to get the Hawks with, back to 10, heading to the line, able to hold on to his feet. We've seen him shuffle his feet, get a little over-anxious when he gets the ball. Holds his ground, draws the foul, that point of emphasis foul that I was talking about before when the defender gets the hands over the head, doesn't keep his defensive position, sends Khalil to the line, misses the first.
Scores around the league. George Mason leads Quinnipiac in the Virgin Islands 34-24. 29 seconds to go, first half there. And Robert Morris and Bowling Green all tied at 29, just underway in the second half.
We mentioned before earlier in the broadcast, could have been the second year in a row the Northeast Conference team defeated a top 25 team. as Wagner defeated Pitt last year. Quinnipiac almost taking down the Huskies.
Brown went 0 of 2 from the line. It's Georgia State basketball up 12 with 10:07 to go here in the second half.
Marcus Ware checking back in for Ed Waite.
Reset the lineup for you. Now we had a couple of subs for Georgia State. Vincent and Hunter came back into the game.
They got Steven Spinella on that foul. Or I think Coach Callahan, Rick Callahan, thought it might have been Waite.
White and both Whites, Christian and Devontae battle. Loose ball, a lot of bodies flying around. Very late in calling that jump ball. It will remain Georgia State ball. Vincent might have got hit in the face, actually. He's checking his chin, making sure all the teeth are still there.
Vincent actually got kicked in the face when White went down on the ground trying to fight for that and wrestle for that loose ball. His feet came up, got Vincent, who was also down on the ground, right in the jaw.
Under 10 to go now, second half. Mama down 12. Kreider has Ware on him. On the right wing, drives baseline, kicks it out in the corner. White for three, got it.
Dribble penetration again. Driving towards the middle, collapsing the defense, kick out for an easy look.
That lead back up to 15. White over to the right wing, and Nesmith. Brown at the foul line. Back to Dion. Makes a tough move, lost it on the way up, then came down with it, but he was out of bounds. It'll go back to Georgia State. Nine fifteen to go second half. It's 49-34 Panthers. White guarding White. Now they go over to Kreider. He'll get into the lane with the left hand. He is fouled hard from behind by Marcus Ware. This was soccer. That'd be a penalty kick.
Yeah, there was no defense around that. Probably the best foul we've seen all day to preserve 2 points for at least the moment.
Well, Marcus could have easily been called for a flagrant. Not with the nature of the contact, but just because he kind of pulled him down from behind.
Had no attempt to the ball, which is the key phrase in that ruling.
So Atkins is at the line with two free throws. Both teams each with six fouls apiece now. Atkins' first free throw. Gets Georgia State to 50. Steele and O'Garrow come back in. They take out Christian White and Khalil Brown. Madigan's second free throw. Gives Georgia State a 51-34 lead. Under 9 to go in this game. Nesmith double team. Over to Steele. Lofts one into the corner to Spinella. Steven now dribbling. A lot of contact. Lost it. Got it back. Shuffles it over to Steele on the wing. Back to Nesmith in the corner. Marcus Ware. Spins baseline side. His shot is blocked by Vincent out of bounds. It will remain Hawk ball 12 on the shot clock.
Georgia State really extends their defense. The 2-3 matchup zone is very difficult, like we've mentioned earlier. But they start it so high that it's hard to get clean passes off because they're so good at getting into the passing lanes.
Ware inside the foul line. He turns his shot blocked again. And now the Panthers will come away with it. 8:20 to go here in this game. It's a 17-point Georgia State lead. White drives. Kicks it to Hunter. Pull up from the left elbow. In and out. Rebound batted up into the air and Spinella comes down with it. He'll now lead the break. Spinella with Hunter will dribble around him and pick up his dribble. Skip pass to Nesmith. Wing three. No good. Ball out of bounds. Off of O'Garrow. It will go to Georgia State with exactly 8 minutes to go in this game.
Georgia State, one of the top teams in the country last year in blocks, has really carried over this year. Vincent, who we didn't think would start today, has 9 blocks in this contest.
9? Sorry, that caught me off guard. Spinella out, Nicholas in. Pressure here from Georgia State. Vincent loses it out of bounds. That'll get us to the under 8 media. 7:47 to go, second half. Georgia State 51, Mama 34. And we step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Mammoth Basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio, or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. We'd like to thank the Asbury Park Press for their continued sponsorship of Mammoth University Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Alongside Jared Weiss, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Phil Harding and Melissa Oleski back in the studios of 1160 WOBM AM. Mammoth trailing Georgia State, Jared, by 17 here in the Coaches versus Cancer Classic, 7:47 to go in the second half. And it just seems as though this is an ugly defensive game any way you look at it. But you said it before the last timeout. Georgia State's defense has been really good in this game. They're long, they're athletic, and they challenge every shot.
Yeah, they really do. And a majority of it has to do and stems from their defense, but the other half of the equation is the Hawks' struggles from the floor. 13 of 47 for 27%, and 3 of 8, 16.7% from behind three-point land.
Nicholas Steele, Spinella, O'Garo, and Nesmith, the Mammoth Five. Javonte White, Solomon, Richardson, Bergilos, and Atkins, the Five Panthers. Nicholas at the elbow, into the corner. Spinella pumps it a three and drives. Wild shot blocking foul is called on Denny Bergilos. A lot of contact, and Spinella will have a couple of free throws coming.
Good job by Spinella recognizing it was a skip pass. He had a clear open lane before the 2-3 matchup reset itself. Got to the lane, drew the contact, goes to the line, stops the clock, which is going to be the biggest factor the Hawks are going to be up against soon.
Yeah, it's a big ally for Georgia State as Spinella misses his first free throw. His second free throw is good. It's 51-35. Little pressure here as White falls. They're going to get, I think they're going to get Jesse Steele on the foul. Tough call against Jesse. 1-1 now for Devontae White. I think, Jared, the key will be if MU's not able to launch a pretty serious comeback and win this game, how quickly they adjust. Because each game in this tournament, I just got hit by the mascot, by the way. Each game, nobody's safe. Each game in this tournament is earlier and earlier. Tomorrow at Tuesday, MU plays at 4 against South Alabama, and then Wednesday at noon, they play against Tennessee State. If we were playing Thursday, they'd probably have the Hawks playing at 9:30 in the morning, but thankfully we'll be back home celebrating Thanksgiving. So it's how they move on, I think, from this game that will really tell the tale for these next 2 days.
Yeah, not easy. Put, add that Rider game in, so it's 4 games in 5 days. So we're going to have a bunch of tired Hawks on the ride home, but not a lot of recover time because they're right back at it Monday night at the MAC as they welcome Lafayette, who just took on a national power themselves.
Yeah, they played Kentucky as Mammoth has the ball after the missed free throw. Spinella three good, cutting that Georgia State lead to 51-38.
Hawks showing some pressure here. They got to get a couple turnovers. We've seen them do this before. Just hopefully there's enough time to do it.
Richardson goes back to White. 20 on the shot clock. Devontae White over to Atkins. Now Solomon will drive. Step back two just inside the arc. It's all net. 53-38 now the lead. Spinella will try another three. No good. Richardson pulls down the rebound.
Hawks need a couple defensive stands. If they can get this within 10, they might give themselves a shot by the 4-minute media timeout.
6:20 to go in this second half. White around a Bergilo screen into the lane. Kicks and drives Richardson. Long two. Good. Steele will come back the other way for the Hawks now. We'll go to Spinella. Right back to Jesse. 27 on the clock. We kick down under 6 minutes. Steele around a screen from O'Gara, top of the key. Nesmith had the three, lost the handle. He tried to go down low to O'Gara. Tyrone makes a tough catch at the line, puts it on the floor. We have a whistle. And I think they're going to call something on Georgia State. They're going to call number 21, Cameron Solomon, for the foul.
Interesting move by Coach Hunter, too. He had three players set to check in. He must have liked what he saw from his crew on the floor. He pulled them all back. And we're still about a minute 51 away from that media timeout.
Vincent does check in for Bergilos. He pulled back, I want to say, Atkins and Hunter. Tyrone O'Garrow's first free throw is good. 55-39. Now the lead. Jalen Palm has checked back in for Jesse Steele.
And Wade coming in to check in after this free throw if it was made.
It was missed. Vincent pulls down the rebound. Not your fault. Under 5:45 to go here in this half.
You didn't warn me about the broadcaster's jinx.
Solomon goes to the deck. Nesmith ties him up. But Hunter will get the timeout. Father Hunter, the coach, that is. Before they go to the jump ball. 5:38 to go here in this half. It's 55-39, Georgia State. Come up, stay tuned, because coming up postgame, we'll speak with head coach King Rice as well as set the table for tomorrow night's game with South Alabama, the second of three the Hawks have here in Atlanta. You know, Jared, as Monmouth last year traveled a lot in the early part of the season. This year, not so much, but still a good amount, but it's nothing compared to what the Georgia State teams had to do.
Georgia State, part of the CAA, they have to play the likes of Delaware, you know, William and Mary, up to Maryland to play Towson. They travel a lot, and they're on a plane. You were with this crew last year, 8 straight road games. I don't think you put the 20,000 miles in the airplane, in the air, that Georgia State will have to do this year.
I didn't, but I tell you, I wish I could have. My frequent flyers would have been through the roof for that.
20,750 round-trip miles during the regular season Georgia State will face this year.
That sounds like it's written by a salty SID. That is a little tidbit, though. And sports info people here at Georgia State have been fantastic helping us get on the air tonight. Under 10 to go in the shot clock for Georgia State. Devontae White will drive. He's got Palm all over him. Good deep in Palm. White, tough shot. No good. Ed White pulls down the rebound. It's a streaking Spinello. Let's go back the other way. Steven will drive and kick to Nicholas. He'll pump it a three. Now pull up for a short two, an air ball. And the rebound came down to Ed White. He'll be called for traveling. As Max DeLeo's into the game for the first time, R.J. Hunter will come back in. That'll also get David Travers back into the game. 5:06 to go, second half, 55-39, Georgia State.
Ed Wade above his team-leading average of 5 rebounds a game, pulled down 6, 3 offensive, 3 defensive today.
Jesse Steele and Deion Nesmith check back into the game for Monmouth. And the Hawks are going to pressure up here. Atkins to inbound. He gets it into Travers. He'll be one-on-one with Steele. As we take down under 5. Travers around a screen from Vincent. Over to Hunter. Coach's son with the ball. Left-hand dribble. DeLeo's on him, top of the key.
First time we've seen Max tonight.
11 on the shot clock now. Good defensive possession. Travers drives and kicks, and there's a blocking foul called in the paint. I think they're going to get Max DeLeo for the foul, and they will. MU's 8th will be a 1-1 for David Travers. A lot of freshmen see minutes for this Georgia State team. We've heard Kreider's name, obviously Hunter. Shipes has played. Travers has played. Gary Cox checks back in for Max DeLeo. Marcus Ware will check in if this free throw is made. Travers missed it too strong. Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. Spinella will run it up floor to Jesse Steele. Jesse Nice pass down low to Gary Cox. Gary's shot's missed, but James Vincent fouls him. Two free throws coming for Gary Cox.
Attacking Vincent again down low, pulling him off the ground. Easy to head fake. Draws the contact, heads to the line. Most importantly, if the Hawks have any fight left, stops the clock.
4:29 to go in this second half. Mamet down 16. Cox makes the first free throw. White and Kreider check back in for Georgia State. Marcus Ware will come in for Steven Spinella. Cox with a couple of dribbles. His second free throw is missed. Loose ball. Hunter pulls it down. Georgia State leads 55-40. They're looking for their first win of the season. MU is 1-2. Atkins has it away from the ball of the basket. He's fouled by Steele. 1-1 still. That's Mamet's ninth team foul. Jesse picks up his fourth. At the line will be Atkins. Sat out last year after transferring from Virginia Tech. It's his first year in uniform for Georgia State. Ed Waite with another rebound on the missed free throw. Steele stutter steps and goes. Picks up his dribble. Ed Waite below the paint. Wild shot, no good. And the rebound comes down eventually to Devontae White. A lot of quick possessions for MU tonight, Jared. And questionable shots, they're down 15.
Yeah, not easy looks. We keep on hammering home this matchup zone. The guards are long, breaks up passing routes. Tough for the Hawks to have anything going.
Hunter loses it, a 4-on-1 for Mamet. Nesmith to Cox. Gary misses the layup, but he's fouled by Devontae White. We'll get those free throws after the under 4 media timeout. 3:39 to go, second half. Georgia State leads Mamet 55-40, and we step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Blue and White, the Shore Sports Network.
Hey, Mammoth University. Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes away from campus in Tinton Falls. Sonic burgers, breakfast burritos, tots, onion rings, real ice cream, hot dogs, and thousands of drink flavors are only 15 minutes away. All drinks and slushes are half price every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to the Tinton Falls Sonic. Buy one burger and you'll get one for free. Open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off Route 35 in the AMP Shopping Center. Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Hey, Hawks fans, get your 2012-13 Mammoth University tickets right now. Season and single game tickets, as well as group packages, are available. Call and ask how you can spend your birthday with Shadow at the Hawks game and help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun and entertainment is just one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or hawkstickets at mammoth.edu. That's 732-263-5735 or hawkstickets at mammoth.edu.
Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Phil Harding, Melissa Alesky back in the studios. Engineering tonight's broadcast, Mammoth Trails, Georgia State, 55-40. And I just found something that they haven't done well tonight. They were not able to execute the T-shirt slingshot there during that media timeout. Sloppy play.
I missed that all. I was reading the
You were reading.
The read, so I'm glad you filled me in on that.
You were reading about tickets. Please give Caitlin a call in the athletic ticketing office at Mammoth University. First game back at home in a long time. The women play Friday against Lafayette. As Gary Cox hits this free throw, the men play Monday. Both those games at 7 o'clock. No, the women play Friday at
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Part of a Thanksgiving kind of challenge. Wagner will play Lehigh at the MAC prior to the Leopards and Hawks. And then Sunday they exchange venues. They head to Bethlehem, play against the Mountain Hawks as the Seahawks take on the Leopards.
Gary Cox hit both free throws, so Mammoth down 13. With 3.5 to go. Hunter picks up his dribble. Ed Waite harasses him. And now they'll go over to White. And his pass is intercepted by Marcus Ware. But White tracks it down in the backcourt with 15 on the shot clock. Devontae White, double team, left hand dribble. Stops at the block. And his pass is intercepted by Ed Waite. Ed and Hunter moving. And then Hunter steals the pass intended for Deion Nesmith. Back the other way, laid in by Kreider. and it's 57-42. Coach Rice is taking a timeout. He is all over the near side official right now with 2:54 to go here in this second half. 30-second timeout taken by Mama.
He didn't like that at all. Ed Waite, I believe, was on the far side near the scorer's table. Hunter did not even try to play the ball, just ran his body in, almost ran into the table, had no attempt at it, and he's giving it to the officials right now.
Well, he should. The foul numbers in the second half are even, but the first half had a pretty big disparity, and he's right, that should have been a call there. Monmouth trails Georgia State, Jerry, 57-42.
Especially because it was a transition type play. Hawks were breaking out in transition. There was no attempt of stopping him except throwing his body at him. Hawks, Coach Rice takes a timeout as Georgia State scores again to extend their lead.
We would like to remind you, stay tuned postgame. We will talk to head coach King Rice, and if how he's acting right now is any indication, he's going to be very upset. He's very close to a technical foul right now. Marcus Ware down low. He's fouled by Devontae White. That's a good sign. At least he's now talking to that official. And you can tell when the official doesn't talk back, it's bad. At least now they're having some kind of discourse.
I've been on the bench as a manager, and I've been in as an official. It's tough to get both ways out of those conversations, especially the frustration that sets in when shooting poorly and the defense isn't doing exactly what they needed to do.
And Marcus Ware misses the free throw here, keeping that lead at 15. So we'll give you final game statistics. We'll look around the Northeast Conference scoreboard one final time and talk to King Rice in our postgame. Ware hits the second one to cut that lead to 14. We have a whistle here. The off-the-ball officials pointing to the sideline. I think Gary Cox may have some blood on his uniform. And he'll have to sit down. Spinella will check in for him. I think is he bleeding out of the mouth, I believe?
I think so. Vanessa Christensen over there checking it out. Spinella had checked in, so should be ready to go.
Yeah, 2:46 to go in this half. Monmouth down 14.
Monmouth in a full-court press.
The Panthers will break it. Well, Ed Waite's going to make a foul first, and that's Monmouth's 10th foul. So now Georgia State will have two free throws the rest of the way.
Georgia State got to the line. This will be the 22nd attempt, converting on 61% of them, 13 of 21, before Atkins first.
His first free throw is good off the front of the rim and off of the backboard. Second one coming. Georgia State's next game in this tournament is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. against Tennessee State. So both of the winners from today will face off tomorrow as Georgia State now leads by 16. Marcus Ware down low will move on Vincent. Goes up, he's blocked and ultimately fouled by a couple different players. That foul will go on Marcus Kreider. That'll get Denny Bergilos back into the game. Two free throws from Marcus. This game today has 1 point. Looking for two here. He'll knock it down. Bergilos back in. Monmouth down by 15. Obviously, Georgia State can't make the NCAA tournament as the conference's automatic berth. They could get an at-large bid. Obviously, that's long shot.
They would have had to beat Duke to open the season to have any early looks at that.
Where it's the second one, he'll take a seat. Gary Cox back into the game. He got whatever was wrong with him fixed. Under 2.5 to go. They flip it ahead to Kreider. Mama double teaming all over the court. As White now has it with Jesse Steele on him. 20 on the shot clock. Around a screen from Bergilos. Gary Cox on him on a switch. Right hand dribble, crosses over now, spins, picks up his dribble. Atkins right wing. Right back to White. He has Ed Wade on him. Picks up his dribble. Down low, Bergilos. Lefty shot, good. 61-45, under 2 minutes to go. Steele has it with a right-hand dribble into the corner, Nesmith. Gary Cox down low, spins at the foul line. Bergilos blocks the shot. Cox gets it back, and then Kreider takes it away. 90 seconds to go. Hunter waits for his teammates to join him. 61-45, now the lead. And folks here at GSU Sports Arena start to exit. That three missed by Atkins. Nesmith will run it down court. He'll leave for Spinella. Spinella will lay it in. 61-47 now the lead. seconds to go here in this game. A couple of subs, a couple of walk-ons ready to check in for Georgia State. 20 on the shot clock. 1 minute to go in this game. Hunter has it in front of Jared and I. 11 on the shot clock.
Panthers just spreading the floor. Just wasting time at this point.
Behind the back. 5 on the clock. Now 4. He is hammered to the ground by Gary Cox. Very hard foul with 44 seconds to go in this game. Hunter's a tall player. Not exactly the biggest player. And he's walking us off now. A little soaking it up a little bit, I'd say. He was hit pretty hard.
He got hit hard, and he gave a glare to Gary Cox and the official, thinking that...
This isn't soccer. He got the foul call.
It was too much.
Hits the first free throw. He's got 14 into the game for the first time. Tyler Gamble. And I know I saw one other Panther check in. Gamble's in, and actually brought Solomon back onto the floor. As Hunter missed the second one. 42 seconds to go in this game. Steele to Nesmith. Over to DeLeo on the right wing. Max over to Steele. Down low, Gary Cox. He spins. Wild shot. No good. And Bergilos with the rebound. He is fouled with 28 and a half to go in this game. 62-47. The only thing in doubt now will be the final score. Gary's fourth foul. Didn't realize he had that many. Coach Rice called his whole team over to the bench. Going to get another substitute. This is number 10, Kevin Shaw, sophomore from Louisville.
Hawks are going to have to sleep this one off, have a very short memory, as we're right back at it 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, MU gets right back at it, as Jared said, tomorrow. South Alabama, the team, and doesn't get any easier as Bergilos misses the first. South Alabama beat Florida State to begin their 2012-13 basketball season. They lost to Tennessee State today. Bergilos misses the second one. Cox with the rebound. Under 25 to go now in this game. Max DeLeo will drive. His shot is missed, and there's a foul called. So Max will have a couple of free throws. Again, stay tuned post-game. We'll speak to King Rice. We'll also take a look at final game statistics and take one last look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. You know, we know Coach Rice is never happy after losses. And probably not going to be ultra-happy with this one as DeLeo hits the free throw. You said it, Jared. It'll be a quick turnaround now and then an even quicker turnaround on Tuesday night. Max DeLeo hits them both. 62-49. Now the Georgia State lead with under 20 to go, and unless someone wants to feel their oats a little bit and hoist up a shot, this should be our final score. Shaw dribbling the clock out with Nesmith on him. 7 on the clock. Now 5. And that will do it. 3-2-1. And there's the game. Monmouth falls to Georgia State 62-49 in this Coaches versus Cancer game presented by Acura here in Atlanta. Teams will give pleasantries to each other. We're going to welcome in head coach King Ray shortly. Jared, Monmouth Falls, 1-3 on the season. this game competitive early, but I think eventually it was Georgia State's athleticism. It was their defensive pressure and NU's inability to hit outside shots that, in the end, results in this 13-point loss.
Yeah, you hit it. The matchup zone really got a handle on the Hawks' offense and what they wanted to do. And the Hawks shooting from the outside, 4 of 20 for 20%, 15 of 54 for 27% from the floor, is not going to win you many ball games.
No, and Monmouth falls to Georgia State after defeating Hofstra. This is MU's third straight loss now, all on the road this season. Georgia State 62, Monmouth 49. We'll step out, take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll bring in King Rice. We'll look at final game statistics as well as the out-of-town scoreboard around the Northeast Conference. A two-minute timeout here on your home for Monmouth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
The Asbury Park Press brings the Monmouth and Ocean County sports scene to life. Only the Asbury Park Press covers local teams, players, and schools like the Monmouth Hawks, both on and off the field. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the press. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, give them a call at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are.
Carrabba House is an award-winning responsible breeder of world-renowned bloodline German Rottweilers. Carrabba House Rottweilers have won many awards, both in the U.S. as well as internationally. Their breeding methods incorporate the latest science of nutrition, health, and character development, operating in world-class facilities and staffed by experts passionate about their craft. Carrabba House understands that it's the starting point for lasting companionships. Puppies and adult dogs are now available. For more information, call 646-660-1626 or visit them online at carrabbahouse.com.
Hurry into Lowe's for awesome Black Friday weekend deals. Get a DeWalt 18-volt half-inch cordless drill and driver kit for $99, a savings of $90. Also, Nest first-generation learning thermostat is now just $198, a savings of $51. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11/21 through 11/26. While supplies last, credit offer valid 11/22 through 11/26. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Toppit Frozen Yogurt Bar is the official frozen dessert of Monmouth University Athletics and the sponsor of Hawkstars, MU Athletics' new kids club, with two great locations at 638 Ocean Avenue in Long Branch and on Main Street in Freehold. Toppit invites you to treat yourself nice today with their delicious frozen yogurt and fresh toppings. Present your game ticket at the counter and receive 10% off of your order. And keep your eyes open on Monmouth's campus for their new Yogurt Mobile, a fully functioning, on-the-go frozen yogurt supplier. Visit them online at ToppitNJ.com.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
We welcome you back courtside. Monmouth falls to Georgia State in this Coaches versus Cancer game in Atlanta, Georgia, 62-49. Let's quickly take a look at the other two games currently going on in the Northeast Conference. George Mason only up on Quinnipiac by two. Right now, 42-40 with 14 minutes to go in that game. That one's in the Paradise Jam and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And Robert Morris leads Bowling Green 61-55, 4:46 to go in that one. Before we give you the final game statistics, we are going to welcome in the head coach of the Monmouth University Hawks, King Rice. Coach Rice, dive right into it. Just a couple of quick questions for you. It appeared as though, and we heard, Jared and I heard you saying it before, Georgia State was an athletic team, a defensive-first team. They varied their zone looks, and they really seemed to harass some of the Monmouth shooters tonight and ultimately getting that 13-point win.
Yeah, Ron does a great job. You know, he's been a head coach a long time. I know Ron really, really well. And I just hope my son Alexander gets as good as his son, and then I can have him come to Monmouth and bail us out when when we run into teams that, you know. But Ron does a great job. Georgia State, it's hard to prepare with one day to get ready for the things that they do. I thought our kids handled it better early than late. We haven't put together 40 minutes. And, that's my job to get them to play for 40 minutes. I thought we played well, solid in the first half. We have too many bad fouls. Okay, teams are getting to the double bonus in 8 minutes. And it's not because we're aggressive. It's just because we're just creating. We're having bad fouls like that you should never have. And we get six of them a half. And, you know, we're down seven at halftime. They had nine of 11 from the line. And it's hard to overcome those things because our margin of error is very, very small.
Coach, you have a quick turnaround tomorrow. Another athletic team up against South Alabama. How do you prepare for the quick turnaround?
Well, that's why we have a lot of kids that can play. Hopefully nobody's minutes were too crazy. They played guys more than us, so they might need to worry about that more than us. We just got to get our kids, quick turnaround. We have a lot of numbers, so we'll be fine. But our main guys have to play like our main guys. Right now, I'm not sure. Our main guys aren't themselves right now. And once again, that's my job to get them to be themselves. And I have to get them to be better. And I will do that.
Well, Coach, we know that again after that first win against Hofstra, now looking to break a bit of a streak. And it seems that the you said, I haven't put together 40 minutes yet, but they're the stretches that we see that you saw in the win and that get this game back to 6 or 7 before then another team will go on a big run. And you say it all the time, it's on you guys, but what do you do as coaches? You seem to prepare them pretty well. And then
we just have to, the kids have, we have to learn from our mistakes, okay? We didn't do 40 minutes last game. How do you come again and only give 32 minutes? It just, and like I said, that's my job to get them for 40 minutes. When we don't shoot the ball well, kids are kids. They get down. Our main guys have to play like our main guys. And as soon as we do that, our margin will be better, and I think the outcome of games will be better.
Well, Coach, we'd like to thank you for joining us post-game. We know, as Jared said, quick turnaround. You got the game tomorrow against a tough South Alabama team at 4 p.m. We thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you guys, and there's some special listeners out there today, and college basketball is tough on us a lot. But last year on this day, my wife gave birth to my beautiful son, Julian, and they're celebrating at the house with a bunch of coaches' kids at my house, Rob McCourt's kids, a lot of people's families are there celebrating right now. So happy birthday to Julian. I always say happy birthday to the mothers because it was their day also. And unfortunately, we didn't get the dub on my man's birthday, but we'll be ready to fight again tomorrow.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. And obviously, our congratulations to Julian on his first birthday. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, thank you, guys. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say Alexander Rice was the greatest big brother in the world.
Well, Coach,
see y'all soon.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's Monmouth head coach King Rice joining us postgame here at the GSU Sports Arena. Monmouth falling to the Georgia State Panthers, 62-49. Jared, let's just quickly take a look at the final game statistics that are currently walking with Coach Rice. So we'll go right to the board here. Monmouth shoots 27%, including just 20% from three. They go 15 of 23 from the foul line. They get that rebounding differential closer, only being out-rebounded by one. The Hawks are led by Andrew Nicholas' 10 points. Deion Nesmith had 8. Jalen Palm, Steven Spinelli each with 6. And leading the way for Georgia State, and they shot 51%. In the game, they only shot 60% from the foul line. Was the backcourt tandem of Devontae White and R.J. Hunter. They combined for 30 points as we give our final thoughts in the 62-49 Monmouth loss.
Yeah, that backcourt tandem of White and Hunter are going to be tough, especially in the CAA come that time. But focusing on the Hawks, we only played 20 minutes, Coach Rice said, against Ryder. Now we're up to 32. We're only inching closer to a full 40.
And it seems as though each game, and it's happening sooner than it did last year, as we would like to quickly thank our friends at Sonic, the Sonic of Tinton Falls, for their continued sponsorship of Monmouth Athletics. Visit the Sonic of Tinton Falls, located right on Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. They are open till midnight, and if you bring your ticket stub from the next Monmouth home game, which is Monday night, the 26th, it's buy one, get one, free cheeseburgers. Also, our friends at Chevy, thank you for your continued sponsorship from our Tri-State Chevy dealers. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. Jared, we'll take a look ahead to our upcoming road game presented by Coach USA. Driven with pride, it's tomorrow. Monmouth will take to the road. Well, we're already there, and it'll be a neutral site game tomorrow. When MU takes on South Alabama at 4 p.m., tough team, couple of marquee wins on their slate already. It's not going to be easy tomorrow night.
No, we mentioned in the final minutes that the Hawks are going to need to sleep this one off, recover, regroup, and come with a lot of fight tomorrow against a very athletic team with those marquee wins under their belt. They're soaring high with lots of confidence.
Jared, good job as always tonight, sir. Two in a row. You got two more in you?
I hope so. I hope to bring a win, too.
Well, yeah, I was going to say. I'm just saying. I was at Hofstra,
We might have to bring Matt Harmon and Steve Bezaz back sooner than later.
Yeah, they're listening tonight to my normal broadcast partners. Gentlemen, thanks for listening to this game. And we will say our final goodbye here at the GSU Sports Arena, where Monmouth fell to Georgia State 62-49 for the head coach of the Monmouth men's basketball team, King Rice, and my broadcast partner, Jared Weiss, as well as our friends back in the studios, Phil Harding and Megan Oleski, doing a great job engineering tonight. I am Eddie Acapinti. Thank you for listening, everyone. Monmouth falls to Georgia State by 13 points. We are back on the air tomorrow at 3:45 p.m., and they will be followed by the final edition of the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show at 6 p.m., a special start time at Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. We'd like to thank you all for listening to Monmouth Men's Basketball tonight, and we will catch you tomorrow afternoon. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Every day, enjoy. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.